After a week of collecting and reviewing absentee ballots, workers at the Division of Elections are now running 17,000 of those uncounted votes through machines. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez is at the Anchorage office observing the process. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
So, Alexandra, going into today, Democratic Senator Mark Begich was 8,000 votes behind Dan Sullivan, his Republican challenger. And in the governor's race, Republican Sean Parnell trails unaffiliated candidate Bill Walker by 3,000 votes. Have we seen those numbers move at all?
Well, we got an update a little after 4 p.m., and there should be another one later this evening. 8,000 votes were added to the tally, but they really didn't move the needle all that much. Sullivan very, very slightly increased his lead, and now Begich has to close a gap that's closer to 9,000 votes. Meanwhile, Parnell closed his gap, but by a few dozen votes. That's well short of what he needs to overcome Walker or even get him within the range of demanding a recount.
So you're downtown Anchorage at the Division of Election office. What's the scene like there?
Well, watching people count votes has been like going to the world's most bureaucratic zoo. You have four election workers who are working really hard at tables, and there's a chain barrier in front of them where reporters and political types are watching them. The newspaper photographers all have their cameras, and I'm there with my recording here, and it's like these people are on exhibit. I kind of expected the whole thing to seem a little more automatic, but it is literally just people pushing thousands and thousands of sheets of paper.
The votes that are being counted today are only about a third of the ones that are left outstanding. Where are they coming from?
Well, they're coming from Kenai, Ketchikan, the western part of Fairbanks, Eagle River, and parts of the Mat-Su. Those are the districts that are seeing the most votes counted today. With the exception of the Fairbanks district, those are areas that went pretty heavily for Republican Dan Sullivan. Parnell also fared relatively well in those areas last Tuesday. So that batch of absentees could be even more Republican than the outstanding ballots as a whole. With the tally that we just got, though, that was a mix of Mat-Su votes, coastal votes, and rural votes, and some from the Anchorage and Fairbanks district. So that was actually kind of a pretty representative geographic sample.
So where do we go from here?
It's kind of a start and stop process. After the counting ends tonight, there won't be any more votes tallied until Friday. And then the process could even go into next week.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Alexandra, and giving us that update.
Thank you, Lori.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez calling from the Anchorage Division of Elections office.